There'll be a lot of people that are doing the scramble today because of the teachers' strike action, trying to get the kids either minded, or if your school is still allowing you to drop them off, because it's different for every single one of them, by the looks of it.
Yeah, for sure.
But we wanted to find out exactly why this strike action had to be today. Jack Galvin Waite is on his way to Sydney as we speak. He's the Hunter Teachers Federation organiser. He's with us. G'day, Jack.
Thanks, team, and good morning, listeners.
Obviously, Jack, you know, strikes are about getting attention to a cause as much as just making a protest. I'm guessing today's timing is doing both those things?
Look, teachers are striking today simply because we have to. We've exhausted all other avenues with the state government, and the teacher shortages, they're crippling our schools in the Hunter and across New South Wales, and this is affecting our students' learning.
Well, give us an idea of how teacher shortages is impacting, not just across the state, but let's focus on our own kids right here in the Hunter. Give us an example, Jack, of what's going on.
Oh, look, in the Hunter, it's particularly bad. Going up the Upper Hunter, it's even worse. Classes are being split on a daily basis. We have kids in quadrangles and basketball courts that don't have a teacher in the front of them as a result of the shortages. And this isn't fair on the students, and it's not fair on the teachers that can't take their leave.
And telling people what the cause of that shortage is, what is it?
Yeah, look, there's irrefutable evidence. There's been an independent inquiry, but perhaps more pertinently, the government's own documents reveal that these teacher shortages are being caused by excessive workloads and pay that hasn't kept pace with other professions. So, that we simply just can't attract and retain teachers.
That's the thing, Jack. And, you know, I hate when people go, oh, teachers get some of these holidays. But what they're missing the point on, it's not 8:30 till 3:30. It's all the lesson planning. It's the fact we were talking about it earlier about Dojo. I mean, that communication tool with parents and students, that wasn't there years ago. Teachers are on constantly, and they're on outside of hours that they're never, ever going to be paid for. And they're also putting their hands into their own pockets to buy things for their own classes.
That's right. I mean, teachers love their job, but we need the support. We need more than thanks. On average, a classroom teacher's working 55 hours a week, an executive 58, and a principal 62 hours a week. So that's a 7-day-a-week job.
Well, the thing is, too, you know, as much as it's about getting you guys paid correctly now, it's the long-term plan of encouraging others to, you know, because when you want someone to be a teacher, they've got to kind of get in their head early on.
Yeah.
So you're talking about doing something now that's going to fix something 10 years, 5 years down the track, aren't you, Jack?
That's right. And that's why we're taking this action for the future of the profession. And and we're saying to the Premier, Mr. Perrottet, look, if you don't care about the teacher shortages, then you don't care about our kids.
It's a weird thing. We were talking about this yesterday, Jack, and you talk about it with your friends. There's just not enough light put on the importance of a teacher.
Other countries do.
Yes, but in this country it's not.
Yeah, other European countries, the way they revere teaching, not just teachers, but the whole profession, it's so strange that we don't. Do you see that? Do you find that?
I think you've hit the nail on the head. In other countries, it is respected and revered more. And one of the reasons is because it's paid appropriately. Mm-hmm. So that's a big reason of the shortages in New South Wales.
What do you want out of today? What will get the teachers back to work and ensure that we will have teachers of the future? What do you think the government need to do?
Well, the government needs to read their own documents that clearly say that to fix the teacher shortages, we need to reduce this workload and we need to pay appropriately. Otherwise, the shortages are just going to continue. Now, our kids are going to continue to miss out.
What from here, just quickly, I mean, you know, strike's a strike. We understand what that is. But with what you're doing, will you have an audience with any of the big PMs, the big politicians?
Well, you'd like to think that they're going to sit up and take notice because they absolutely need to for public education and our kids' future and students' and teachers' working conditions.
What is the figure that we're putting on this? Is it 5%? Is it 7%? What are you looking for?
So an independent inquiry called for 5 to 7.5% over the next 2 years and a reduction of release time. So teachers actually have the time to plan these great lessons for their kids.
Yeah. All right. Well, we wish you all the very best.
Now, I think you were only recently, what, they threw you 2%, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks, team. Sorry, I didn't catch that last question. Thanks, team, for the support.
Yep.
No problem.
It's noisy on the bus here.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
No problem. Jack. All right. Well, have a great day. Hope you get some results.
Cheers. Appreciate the support. Bye.
It's Jack Galvin, right?
It's easy to brush it. We said it earlier. It's easy to brush it. Bloody teachers, you know, and why do it this time of year after all we've been through, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a long-term thought plan.
Yeah, it is. And attracting people into the industry.
Isn't it funny how, and he kind of nailed it, we go, why? Because it's underpaid, we don't think it's an important job.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird? But that's true.
Exactly.
But anyway.
So, good luck. We're on your side.
Yeah.
100%. Tenure and Steve, Newcastle Triple M.